Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Texans got a lot to fix. They're back in practice today, and they got to get ready for a wounded animal called the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town on Sunday. Noon kick. Sunday at NRG Stadium. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I have Texans countdown starting at 9 a.m. Offensive line probably at the top of the list of areas on this team that need fixing. We'll get into that. I thought this was a step in the right direction yesterday. Has nothing to do with scheme or, you know, effort on the field or anything like that. It has more to do with the headspace of some of these guys as they deal with fans off of the field and whatnot. It appears that at least temporarily, Titus Howard, who I would say among all the offensive linemen, maybe among all the players on the team, nobody hears or sees more on social media about what's being said about him and his teammates and then responds to it than Titus Howard. Now, I should point out, too, Titus did give out tickets on Twitter as well to people. So there was some good that went with it. But I think overall, Titus and his willingness to engage on negativity on Twitter, I don't know. Outsider looking in didn't look like it was productive for him. He has, at the very least, turned off his Twitter account. If you go to @TyHoward71, it says, it has a generic background and just says, this account doesn't exist.
Oh, it doesn't even exist.
I think that's what happens, though, when you turn it off.
Yeah, I've turned it off a couple times, like for mental health reasons, where I'm like, all right, this isn't healthy for me right this moment. And people would text me, be like, did you shut down your Twitter account?
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Do you still exist?
I turned it off for a little minute, man. Yeah. Now leave me alone. damn it. Can't you tell?
There's a reason I turned it on.
Yeah. So, good. I think the percentage of people who actually thrive off of the hate that they see on social media compared to the number that actually claim that they do, it's very, very small. It's like the people who claim they can operate on 4 hours of sleep. Like, only about 0.1% of the people who claim that actually are better off getting little sleep. I think it's likewise for athletes in general. You really just shouldn't be there too much. It just skews your perception of things, you know? It brings too much distraction into your life. And I think that's good. I think for the Texans' offensive line, they've got this long history of giving the side-eye emoji to any negative rankings of them or anything else. And that position group, it bothers me the most because it's the one that needs to be the most collectively minded, the least selfish, the one that's more concerned about the group than themselves. And anytime you start getting diva behavior out of any one particular offensive lineman, it's bad. It's bad for the group. And I think right now, you have guys in Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard who are not playing bad themselves, other than the penalties. Like, on a down-in, down-out basis, they're not the big issue with the offensive line. And yet, you're still a part of that problem. There's things that Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil can be doing to make the other guys better, including not getting penalized for stupid penalties. But they need to be more focused on getting that right than they are defending themselves on social media.
Yeah, I thought this was a major step in the right direction for Titus Howard yesterday. When I saw that, I'm like, good. Sorry for all of you that are trying to win free tickets from him. Because I did get that as a reply. I retweeted somebody screen grabbing Titus's Twitter account saying he doesn't exist anymore on Twitter. Yeah. I mean, he still exists. But I retweeted, said step in the right direction. And boy, I had so many people like, but he gave away tickets on Twitter. I'm like,
you know, he can give away tickets elsewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there are places other than Twitter or X to give away free tickets.
Yeah. You said that Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard, aside from the penalties, aren't the major problem with the offensive line. What in your mind is the major problem with the offensive line?
The interior offensive line. They are just can't tell their left foot from the right at times. And with Shaq Mason, I think I give fewer excuses because he's a veteran player. I think the biggest thing, though, in where it starts from the top in the leadership part of it, is that Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil are not as good as they could be. And some of it boils down to, all right, How much are they helping out those guys on the interior? And what are they doing extra on their end of things to be genuinely elite players? With Laremy, I think with Laremy, I wonder if Laremy understands and realizes that he has the physical potential to be a Hall of Famer. And I'm guessing he does. But does he feel like it's an injustice or something that he's not widely regarded as somebody who will be a Hall of Famer? Because there's some things he can do to help himself in that regard. For one, it's not have six penalties, five of which are accepted by the opposition in one single game. But then ultimately, it's the little extra things, the finishing blocks, you know, not getting lazy on the backside of run blocks. But then also, when you do get called for all these false starts, continually blaming the center for it over and over again through multiple years. You're a veteran on that offensive line. When they're having issues with the timing of the snap count, it's because your young center right now needs a little bit of extra time to get the calls out right, to get the assignments right. And, all right, you might have to sacrifice a little bit on timing the perfect snap count. You're good enough to get away with not having the perfect timing on that. When everybody else on the offensive line is not getting false start after false start after false start, the fact that you would throw your off, like, this is a, Sean, it's a, this is what it bothers me about. It's a big no-no, a huge no-no for offensive linemen to throw other offensive linemen under the bus.
Yep.
Like, on other teams, if a young player does that, he'll get excommunicated. Like, he'll get ostracized. They'll give him the silent treatment for a week as punishment, which is rough, man. I don't know if you've ever been in a room full of people for 8 hours a day in meetings and on a field and everything where none of them will talk to you.
Don't want to talk to you? Yeah.
It is rough, man. Yeah. It's rough. And yet, in this position group, the actual alpha dog is committing the cardinal sin of throwing his teammates under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his quote after the game was, well, you know, my name's the one attached to it, so I'll take accountability for it, but read between the lines. No,
yeah.
He's not. He's throwing Juice Scruggs under the bus.
Right, right. No, it's funny you bring that up. So I did my Tuesday mailbag for the Utopia podcast yesterday, and as you can imagine, half the emails are about Laremy Tunsil. Like, I've never seen a non-quarterback get this much negative attention off of a game in my history of covering the team here at 610 since 2014, and maybe since 2007 when I started in radio. I can't remember a single non-quarterback. Like, quarterbacks are easy. Like, Matt Schaub caught all sorts of hella heat back in 2013. People hated Brock Osweiler, all those things. But this is the non-quarterback. I can't remember one. And so I got half these questions about Laremy Tunsil, and it's just me on the podcast answering these questions. But as I'm talking it through, I started thinking to myself, man, how big a difference would it make right now just from a PR standpoint? Because ultimately, you got to play well, and you have to stop committing penalties, to your point. But
yeah.
Laremy's probably not going to go to the podium this week, I'm guessing, just because the podium is typically the head coach, the quarterback, and the coordinators. But there's plenty of opportunities for people in media to talk to guys in open locker room. We see interviews with other guys. It's just with, you know, seven or eight familiar faces holding microphones in their face. And what if Laremy Tunsil did a scrum around his locker today, let's say, after practice, where he said, man, he said, I've gone back and watched the film now. I've got to be better. Like, what if he took full accountability for it? One, what effect would it have? Two, would you believe him if he were taking full accountability?
Well, okay, I think, and this is where it comes the challenge with DeMeco and how he's handling the offensive line. Because DeMeco, I think, is, you know, he's a defensive-minded head coach. He spends a lot of time with the defense, but he's also got to, you know, be around the whole team. I think with Laremy, figuring out what his motivations are, what does he want to be, where does he want to go, is it more than just money? Because if all he's motivated by is money, then, all right, you got no hope at all. I think in challenging him to be a genuine leader, part of that for him is that this is a guy who doesn't like to practice, doesn't like to do extra. Some of the issues right now are in the run game, our communication and teamwork between him and Kenyon Green. So a lot of these things, sometimes Kenyon's just making the wrong decision on some of these zone runs, and he might be leaving the defensive tackle thinking that Laremy's going to overtake him. usually it looks like, you never know the exact rules, but usually it looks like it's been Kenyon's mental error on that, which you get. You get that with young players.
Yeah.
The way to rectify that is to be out there getting reps with Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
The way to really get that is it's choreography. It's reps, 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 reps. So you can't be the old vet that thinks he's too good to practice or needs to preserve his body. Sometimes you gotta practice when it doesn't feel good. Maybe your knee is bothering you. That's not your Laremy Tunsil being a premier pass blocker right now doesn't get the rest of the offensive line to where they need to be.
Yeah.
So, like, he needs to be a genuine leader that's committed to the group and not just himself. And that ends up paying huge dividends. But right now, I'll continue to say what I've been saying. The offensive line as a whole, despite how well any individual might be playing, if you ignore the penalties, the offensive line is the weak link. And Laremy Tunsil's got to take that on himself as a criticism of himself, a valid criticism of himself. He's the leader on that unit, and they are the weak unit on the team.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Laremy, as Seth pointed out, had a rough one on Sunday. 6 penalties, 5 of them accepted. There was one that was declined after the litany of penalties that turned 3rd and 4 into 3rd and 19. There was yet another Laremy Tunsil penalty that got declined. This was a cut-up of the Vikings radio team.
Yeah.
Just in awe.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Negative awe.
I don't know who did this originally. I saw like 3 different Texans accounts. They posted it without attribution, the ones that I saw.
Yeah.
So whichever Vikings account did this, kudos to you. This is brilliant. It was all video, so I thought at first, like, this might not be good because it's pretty long to play on the radio.
The reactions,
I closed my eyes and listened. No, this is really good.
It's really good. Yeah, all you had to do is watch the game and just remember the Laremy Tunsil penalties. Here is the montage.
The Vikings radio call.
Vikings radio call, yeah.
Tunsil, excuse me, their left tackle. He's had 4 false starts in the last 2 weeks, so the crowd noise is going to be a factor.
A few moments later.
False start. Offense, number 78. Illegal formation.
Make it 3.
Offense, number 78.
Texans with 22 penalties this year. Stroud, 3rd and 14.
There we go.
Tunsil did it again. Laremy Tunsil did it again. What in the...
False start. Offense number 78.
Yes.
It's a 5-yard penalty. It's still 3rd down. Illegal formation. Offense number 78.
He did it again.
His penalty's declined.
Wow.
It's 4th down.
He did it again.
Illegal formation.
Say 78.
Offense number 78 was not on the line of scrimmage.
That is 5 penalties called against Laremy Tunsil.
Offense number 78.
78, there it is.
It's 3rd down.
Holy cow, with this left tackle for the Houston Texans. All they do is commit penalties. First and foremost, he should go up to Laremy Tunsil. And just to make sure he's okay. Not to be like, you know, dog, all these penalties today or anything. Just, are you okay? Is everything okay? Last time I saw you, you were shutting everybody down. But now, Laremy Tunsil had 6 penalties called against him today, and 5 were accepted. I mean, Pete and I have called games together for a long time. Can't say we've ever seen that.
So,
that was really good. You're
these
right.
Guys, you know what? Laremy Tunsil was such a gift to those opposing broadcasters because sometimes a game that's not within reach in the second half, it's kind of a drag to call. It's boring, you know. But they had this constant eager anticipation of just waiting for another Laremy Tunsil penalty
every time a yellow flag hit the ground anywhere near the line of scrimmage. Like, ooh, is it? It is.
So I'm going to credit Texans Cap. Texans Cap had texted me on Monday afternoon with a couple of screenshots of the offensive formations where where Laremy was flagged for being back too far. And he asked, hey, is it possibly because the guards are aligned too deep and the tackles are lining off of them? And I said, yes, it's 100% true that could be an explanation, but it's not an excuse. And I'll go back to being a veteran leader and actually practicing.
Yeah.
Because this is something, and this goes to Chris Strausser and Bobby Slowick as well. Sean, there was a rep in training camp where Laremy Tunsil was not practicing, and where I was watching from our angle, I couldn't quite see, and I was like, is Kendrick Green playing fullback? Because from my vantage point, I thought he was lined up in kind of like an H-back position or something.
Wow.
And then I looked up to the scoreboard to rewatch it, and I'm like, oh, no, he's just aligned super deep.
Yeah.
Like, deep enough that it would be illegal if he was an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
So that's sloppiness.
Yeah.
That's bad ball. The other time in training camp that I saw in a game where Laremy Tunsil, of course, was not playing, was I had noticed that the Giants' defensive tackles knew what play was coming. So I went back and I watched, and it was obvious that it was because Ken Young Green was aligned so deep, and by his stance, they could tell that he was pulling.
Mm.
So they knew power was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the three defensive linemen, the left end, the left tackle, the right tackle, all knew. You could tell by their footwork and their handwork that they knew exactly what play was coming because of sloppy alignment and stance by Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
This is Laremy Tunsil's responsibility. This is the veteran offensive lineman. You need to be the guy, along with Strausser and Slowick, that keep that stuff from happening.
Yeah.
So if you're an offensive tackle and you're lining up too deep because the guards are lining too deep, this has been going on for a long time. It's something I noticed during training camp. So that's on you, man. You are not Laremy Tunsil, the individual football player.
Yeah.
You are Laremy Tunsil, the leader of the offensive line. And a lot of this sloppiness and a lot of the stuff, the veteran savvy that you need to be imparting to these guys needs to be with reps in practice, and it needs to be working with them. But take responsibility.
Yeah.
For the entire, not just yourself, but the entire offensive line.
Well, think about, let's just cross sports for 1 second. We got to get out. But as you're saying this, I'm like, man.
I'll never leave.
He's getting paid like a leader. He's been elected a leader by his teammates. I think of Alex Bregman. Bregman is out there telling pitchers, hey, you should try this, and telling his teammate. Like, that's the level of guy that Laremy Tunsil is being paid and being chosen by his teammates to be, and he's not being that right now. Yeah. All right. Let's get to headlines. Speaking of the Astros, big night last night, man. You only get so many of these, but the Astros get a lot of them. 7 of them in the last 8 years. Clinching the division last night. Houston Sports Hall of Fame news. Texans back at practice and a whole lot more. That's coming up in headlines next.